Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Red Hot Comic Book Movie News, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com. My name is James, editor at that website. I said, with me as always, my co-host, Nick Mason.
That's me.
Guess what I saw today?
A puppy.
No.
Several puppies.
That would have been good, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Like 10 puppies stacked up wearing a trench coat. And like it looked like a man.
I would say I
trying
saw
trying to get into an R-rated movie.
I saw nearly the opposite of that.
Ah, what did you see?
A man.
Oh yes.
Naked.
Uh-huh.
On stilts.
Huh.
On the side of a main road, just stumbling about. He looked like he was going to fall into traffic.
So this weekend we had the White Night Festival, which is sort of a late night festival in Melbourne, and everything's open. And
really?
That was related to that. You were going to jump in.
No,
but yeah, it was from that. It was just a naked.
This
man
was
on
this
stilts.
After. It's Sunday
yeah.
right now.
Uh huh.
This is all comic book related.
There's
a naked stilt man in
yeah.
comics. There's definitely a stilt man.
Marvel's Max Adult Imprint had a version of Stilt Man called Naked Stilt Man.
Yeah, it was terrifying. Like the nude thing, but more the kind of like he looks like he's going to fall into traffic.
Or onto friends. Your face. It's also an option, isn't it?
So yeah, stay safe, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
If you're going to stilt,
uh-huh.
put some bloody clothes on.
Did you go to Why Not?
No, I okay. didn't even know it was on. Did you?
No. Thought about it? Had a kidney stone because I'm 100 years
what?
Old. Yeah.
Didn't you have one of them
like
not
a year
that long
ago?
Ago?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
You been drinking your water?
Yes. Yes, mum. Shut up, mum.
You and your hospitals, mate.
Yeah.
Just stay out of them. You don't need to.
Oh, I stayed out of it this time.
Good.
It just took a lot
That's
of painkillers.
From my book.
Thank
That's
you. Good. Yeah.
All right, let's get into it because we
the thing we actually talk
we,
about.
Yeah, the thing we talk about.
Which is video game and comic book and newsy news.
Not that much video game
no,
stuff.
We were talking about video games earlier and I was confused.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
Because I want to talk about them.
Uh-huh.
But,
comic book and movie news.
That's right.
And TV news.
And TV news.
And
Steven Spielberg is apparently very keen to direct Indiana Jones 5 with Chris Pratt. He's got
Ooh.
Some stuff in the works. He's doing the BFG and something else.
Really? The BFG?
Yeah.
Huh.
Based on the book.
Are they going to CGI that or what?
I don't know. I think you could just get like a... Yeah, you could just like big upper guy. Get a tall, skinny guy.
Yeah.
Get like a Doug Jones.
Oh, yeah.
And just bloody big him up a bit.
I reckon they'd Tom Hanks it. I reckon the BFG will be Tom Hanks.
Does he have to be British?
Tom Hanks can do British.
Can he?
Hello.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
he can.
Tom Hanks.
Your impersonation of Tom Hanks being British has
Hello.
Sold it.
Hello. Tea and crumpets from me, Tom Hanks. Yeah, no, he can do it.
Are you okay with Spielberg coming back? Or do you think he's lost the Indiana Jones edge?
You can hardly blame all of Crystal
no,
Skull on him.
No, absolutely not. But do you think, though, it's time to give it to somebody else? He's not stupid enough where he's going to make it.
Oh, he's not stupid enough. You're saying he's some amount of stupid.
He's some amount of stupid.
You're saying billionaire director Steven Spielberg
I'm
is some
him
amount
out.
Of stupid. Okay.
Sick of him.
Hmm.
Casting a British Tom Hanks. It's outrageous. What was he thinking?
It's balmy, is what it is.
But I think he's smart enough to learn from the last one.
Right.
And be like, less CGI,
yep.
something, a plot that's not nonsense.
Uh-huh.
You don't really need Harrison Ford anymore, do you?
No, definitely not.
Yeah, so.
Who has been doing movies with a sort of a Indiana Jones-esque edge, like a younger director who could do another?
James Gunn, because he did.
Oh, yeah, Gunn is the Gunn. Yeah, too. Okay, yeah, let's get James Gunn.
I don't know, I'm trying to think, who else? Who does it like a fun romp? There hasn't really been anything like it. The first Mummy was pretty close, but then they made the other two, which weren't
yeah,
very
no good.
Good.
What if they got J.J. Abrams?
He's not that. I don't think he's that original.
No, that's
I've said
true.
This before about him.
But that's looking, we don't want that original.
Thing you're right. Jones film. We want the same thing.
We want the same thing over, but not a slightly different thing that we don't like. Aliens and Crystal Skulls.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, look, it'll probably come to fruition, and we'll find out more about that in another podcast.
Yes. Our podcast?
I don't know.
Great.
Just listen to all of them. One of them will.
Yeah, one of them will definitely have the goods, won't it?
You're familiar with Lucifer from Neil Gaiman's Sandman?
Yes.
He's like the devil?
Oh, yes.
There's a lot of the devils in comics.
Sure.
It's probably too many.
Lucifer.
Yep.
Mephisto.
Yep.
Devil Dinosaur. He's actually just a dinosaur.
Yes, he
he's
is.
He's not the devil.
Why does he call himself Devil Dinosaur?
He's red.
Yeah, but...
like the devil.
But why not call himself Red Dinosaur?
Oh. I'm going to make a phone call.
Anyway, it looks like Fox are going to make a Lucifer TV series.
Interesting.
I think it spun off into its own comic.
It did,
it?
Yeah.
Which I haven't read. Apparently it's good.
It's good, yeah.
Yeah, but it's going to be where he goes and helps the LAPD punish people. And it's going to be a procedural. What do you think? So thinking about the elements.
Yep.
So Lucifer from Neil Gaiman.
Great.
Fox, so like your Gotham and...
oh, yeah.
Which Gotham's all right, though.
Is it?
Did you see the Joker this week?
Yes.
Good performance.
Oh, I only saw like 2 seconds
it's
of it.
It's a bit heavy
is
on the...
is there more than 2 seconds of it?
Nah, it's probably about a minute.
Oh, I didn't see the episode, I just saw the trailer.
Okay. They really go like... you know how when Harvey Dent came up and he's flipping that coin straight away?
Yeah.
It's similar to that, but I don't think they're ever... I was saying to someone on Twitter this, I don't think they're ever going to be like, this is definitively the Joker.
Well, they can't.
No.
It'd be...
but the kid was... he was really good, but he just went full Joker, like, immediately.
Immediately, yeah. Interesting.
Like, he was kind of like this, spoiler alert, timid kind of kid, and then something comes out about him, and he just flips, and he does the voice. And he's really, really good.
Is he doing an impression of another actor doing the Joker?
It's a little bit Mark Hamill, it's a little bit Heath Ledger, but he's good.
Okay, yeah. Interesting.
I was impressed.
And is he going to make more appearances from this point, or do you just see...
I think they're going to do a different someone down... I think they're doing Red Hood Gang this week, so maybe it's a bit of that, or I don't know, we'll see.
Interesting.
But that, they'll never definitively say that was the Joker.
Yeah, although they definitively said that Jack Napier is the Joker in the Batman movie.
Yeah, but I think people don't like that now.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, that's what it is.
It sure is what it is.
So let's look forward to Neil Gaiman's procedural Lucifer.
It's been a while since I've seen a procedural with a kind of a monstrous kind of protagonist.
Monk. He's a monster, isn't he?
Oh, he's very much a monster because he has a debilitating mental condition. Ugh. Gross. Did you watch Forever Knight?
No.
Forever Knight was about a guy called Nick Knight.
Oh, right.
And he was a vampire and he worked the night shift at their LAPD.
Is there actually a night shift? I mean, there would be, obviously.
Yeah, but how do you get it every time?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Question. Yeah, that's it. That was yeah.
And also, because the premise of the show was that he said he had like a debilitating condition where he couldn't go out in the sun.
A vampire, did he say that?
Yeah, he said, I'm a vampire, I can't go out in the sun. And they're like, oh, okay. Like, at no point are they like...
are there vampires in this world?
Yes.
Everybody knows that there are vampires.
Oh, no, nobody knows.
Okay.
Yeah. So the premise would be, like, he was I think it might have been New York. It's irrelevant what town it was in.
Some grim town.
Anyway, so he'd been a cop for a couple of hundred years, and then he would, like, transfer out. Mm. And then once everybody had forgotten, he'd transfer in with a different name kind of thing.
Okay.
But it was quite weird that he'd just be like, hey, I'm this guy and I always work the night shift because I can't work in the day because I've got a bad skin condition. And they're like, sure, fine. We'll never need a police officer to work different times of the day.
Wouldn't they just be like, we're going to put you on a disability pension?
Yeah, that might be better. Yeah. Anyway, it was a really good show, but I'm sure it wasn't great.
I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, his name's Nick Knight.
Correct.
So, with a K?
Yes, with a K.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
Great. Colossus, the actor who played Colossus in the X-Men movies.
Colossus, the actor who played Colossus.
Yes.
He was played by the actual X-Men character, Colossus.
I can't remember his actual name, so I apologise to that guy. He's come out and said he's being recast in for the X-Men movies. I think he's going to appear in Deadpool, and he'll probably show up in the next X-Men.
You're saying Colossus, the character?
Yeah.
But not the actor?
The actor is being recast. Can't recast a character.
No, but I mean...
you mean like swap him out for a different Colossus?
So you're saying he's being recast Colossus the character will appear in Deadpool, but it'll be a different actor from the last one. That's what you say. So, yeah. Okay.
It's either Deadpool or Apocalypse or both. I can't remember.
Yeah. Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, but he did. He had a good run.
Yeah, and he could turn into metal.
Yeah.
That's quite a rare skill.
Do you think they...
I think they're probably going to find that this new guy is not as good at turning into metal as the previous guy. And we're going to be all like, oh, you
I say give him a chance, all right, man. Fine. All yeah. Right. Do you think, though, if they did swap him out, you would have noticed?
No.
Okay, fair enough.
Oh, maybe on the hair.
Yeah.
Very specific hair, but they can do wonders with hair these days.
Can't they?
Some people comb can turn
it this way,
metal.
Comb it that.
Yeah, definitely.
Whatever.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Also, Cody Smith McPhee. Was it Smith McPhee? He was in Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Right.
He's
right.
A kid. Uh-huh. He's going to be Nightcrawler in Apocalypse.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah.
Great.
I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. I think it was something like 11 hours of makeup for Alan Cummings in that church scene.
Oh, yep.
But they shouldn't have put all those weird religious tattoos on him.
Should have put just some regular clothes on.
Unnecessary. Just paint him blue.
Cover
done.
His arms. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's good.
That
I think that's
great.
That's some solid casting. Now we've got some more blue X-Men, which is what I'm about.
All the blue X-Men. Kelsey Grammer Beast.
Yep.
The other kid Beast.
Original Nightcrawler.
Original Nightcrawler. New Nightcrawler.
The Colossus if he's in a blue lit room.
Colossus if he's fallen into a giant tank of that weird stuff that hairdressers put like clean combs in.
What's with that? What is that stuff?
I don't know what it is.
Get it out of here.
Yeah, it's no good. Smells weird.
Jared Leto. We're moving into big DC news this week.
Oh, yes.
We've got a few things.
Jared Leto has been cast in the Suicide Squad as the Joker.
Correct. He's been saying that the Joker is like almost a Shakespearean kind of character. You got to wrap your head around this kind of murderous, tragic kind of figure.
And he's also saying he's fat, right?
Yes.
Which seems to be an excuse to get fat.
No, he's trying to gain weight, but I think that's... he's putting on muscle, I think. But I think because he was so skinny for like Dallas Buyers Club and possibly something else. I think you could have... I think he'd do a good kind of rangy... like a Willem Dafoe kind of build Joker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that'd be... Because I think if he was as skinny as he has been and you put him next to Batman who's enormous.
Right.
And I know they are different sizes.
Uh-huh.
That remember that weird Hulk Joker from
Arkham
game?
Asylum.
Arkham Asylum.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Didn't like that. That was a crap boss battle.
That's
great game.
Yep.
Amazing game.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he needs to put a bit of muscle.
Yeah. I always picture that he's a lot faster than Batman.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Like wit wise.
Definitely wit wise. Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Mm-hmm. Great.
That's why Batman will only give him like a good put-down line after he's already punched him in the head. Because he's like, oh, I can't beat that. And he'll just hit him in the face. And then when the Joker's down for the count, then he'll be like, joke's on you, Joker. And that way, nobody realizes he's used that 10 times before.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You should be Batman.
Joke would be on you.
You forgot to punch me.
Yeah, oh, sorry.
Production on Wonder Woman is apparently said to start around September
mm-hmm.
with Michelle McLaren, who did some Game of Thrones
and
Walking Dead. So it'll begin in December and it'll be out in 2017. So it'll probably film through the next year
mm-hmm.
and then 2017 we'll see that. They start these DC movies early.
Yeah.
Because Batman v Superman v Justice,
mm-hmm.
the Aquaman.
Oh, yes.
Is, which we will get to next, Mason.
Okay,
spoiler
great.
Alert.
Oh, I see. I see what this is.
They finished that in December.
Oh, it's finished?
Yeah.
Everything's finished? Just filming?
I'd imagine there's still some stuff to do.
How long do you think we get a leaked copy?
Of the movie?
Yes.
I don't think it'll happen. I don't
really?
Think it'll leak, yeah. It's only happened a couple of times, and I think something this big...
It's going to get leaked. Yeah, you're right.
Well, what's leaked? Wolverine's leaked.
Yeah.
Expendables 3 leaked.
The interview leaked.
I think that was on purpose.
Right.
There was that Sony hack leaked. Annie leaked, which is apparently terrible.
One of the best comic book movies.
Yeah, but I don't think it would matter if this leaked. I think people would still see it. I'd still go see it.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if I watched a leak. I don't know if I would watch it. If it was a really, if it was a DVD quality, I'd watch it. If it was a cam or whatever. Get it out of here.
Cam. Like scam.
Yeah, like a scam.
Joke's
like
on you, you know?
I know.
Punch.
So, yeah, that'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of Batman v Superman, we got our first look at Aquaman.
We sure did.
On, like, midnight in the US on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Friday. Might have been Saturday. I think it was
Look,
Friday.
It was a day, all right?
It was a day during the week, of the weekend. Mm-hmm. Zack Snyder dropped this Aquaman picture.
Oh, yeah.
People say Aquaman in the US, but I don't say it like that, because we don't say that, do we?
No, because we don't have accents.
No. So, I got an email here from Dave, the official science consultant of the podcast.
Excellent. We needed one of those.
Yes. It says, I feel like Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman still look roughly like their comic book counterparts, though much grimier. Oh. Aquaman, though, to me, looks like a complete departure. Looking forward to hearing your thoughts. What did you think of it?
He looks a complete departure from some versions of Aquaman.
Yes.
But some versions of Aquaman in the comic books look like complete departures from other versions of Aquaman.
Sure.
He's had a lot of looks.
He has.
It's like if they... Well, it's not... If... I think if they released the new, you know, the latest press sheet for Superman and he looked like Electric Superman from the 90s, we'd be like, well, that's a weird departure.
Yeah.
But I think... Aquaman is a definitive look most of the time.
Yeah.
But I don't...
Green pants,
orange mesh shirt.
Beautiful blonde hair. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's not the only version. And I think there's been some excellent versions that don't look like that.
Yeah. Well, this version looks like the 90s version, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
So, like, that kind of shoulder, one arm piece, armor.
Yep.
Long hair, beard. Yeah. Shirtless. Mm-hmm. Hook hand. Except he doesn't have a hook hand.
Yeah. He's got a hook in his hand.
Yes, he does.
It's a trident.
Yes. Mm-hmm. People were saying, that's not a trident. It's not three pieces.
Uh-huh.
But I think it's three. You can't see it.
It's a big stick and it's got some sharp bits.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's good enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently he's not going to be, the rumours were that he's not going to be in the Batman v Superman much. He's going to show up a couple of times.
Sure.
I won't say when or whatever. Uh-huh. Well, that remains to be
seen. Hey, has anyone seen my trident? Oh, there it is. Okay, bye. I'm the king of the ocean.
What do you think of his tribal tattoos?
Jason
Momoa's got a forearm tattoo that, and they've kind of just...
Extended it,
yeah.
Okay. I feel it's a bit... I think there's too many bells and whistles on the design.
Okay, sure.
And I understand why they've made him this way.
Yeah.
Because they want to draw in Game of Thrones fans.
Yes.
And they want...
And Conan the Barbarian reboot fans,
thank you. And they want to draw in... people who would otherwise think Aquaman's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And they've got to kind of bro him up a little bit. I don't know. I think the tattoos are a little much.
Okay.
We'll see. But again, I'm not against him.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
Do we you in favour of this look, though, in general?
Yeah, I'm in favour of this look.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
He's got the A on his belt as well.
He does have the A. That's what I like.
What do you think it will stand for? Because it probably won't stand for Aquaman.
Antacid? Like maybe you'll get some sort of antacid... Like sponsorship or something?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'd be happy with that.
I mean, you go in the water, you get the bends.
You do.
You come up. Ooh, my tum. Oh, my tum's a bit. Ooh, my tum. And then he's like, here, have one of these. And you're like, ooh.
Thank you.
Thank you, Apple.
I mean, my blood is still filled with oxygen, but thank you. The bends is bubbles of oxygen.
Correct.
I know. I know you know. I don't know. I mean, it's one picture. What do you say about it other than it looks okay? It says unite the seven. And some people are saying, like, is it the seven seas? Or is it
the seven major members of the Justice League. Yes. But I wonder which seven they're going to go with.
I think we already know.
Oh, yeah.
Batman, Superman, Cyborg.
Wonder Woman.
Green Lantern.
Yep.
Aquaman.
Didn't you say him already?
Did I?
Yeah.
Let's start again. Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman.
Yep.
Green Lantern.
Yep.
Cyborg.
Yep.
Aquaman. Oh, shit. There's got to be another one that I've missed.
Martian Manhunter?
No, he's not in it.
Okay.
I'm going to look this up, because everybody knows this.
Everybody knows it except us, clearly.
Alfred, Jeremy Irons.
Yep, that's the one.
Maybe it is only six.
Mm.
No, it can't be. Because if we're wrong about this,
we're
going to get a lot of letters.
You're going to get a lot of letters.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, there's no seventh in the script.
Ooh.
So... We'll see.
So it could be either of us.
Yes, hopefully. Right. Oh, who would you want to see then, if we're doing a seventh?
Martian Manhunter.
Me too.
Because then we can say there's more than one variety of alien life.
There's two. Now, there would be.
Right, yeah. That's, yeah.
Definitively two, no more.
Right, yeah. Definitely.
No Brainiac.
Yeah.
None of that.
Mm.
No, that would be good to see Brainiac.
Yeah.
So I'd say, definitely Martian Manhunter.
Yeah.
Do you think he's a hard sell, though?
No, he's a man from Mars.
I know.
Yeah, I just sold it to him in one sentence. Did you see when I just said he's a man from Mars and you just handed me all the money in your wallet?
Oh, yeah.
So, easy sell, I reckon.
Yeah, he's the best.
Yeah.
Because he was going to be in the Justice League Mortal script as well.
Uh-huh.
So, we'll see. Maybe there'll be two Green Lanterns. I doubt it.
No, that'd be weird.
Has that ever happened? There've been two Green Lanterns on the same Justice League team? I'm sure there has been when there's like a when they've got the giant team that's like 100 members.
They would have had Hal Jordan, Guy Gardner together, I would imagine.
The worst.
No, he's all right.
Guy Gardner.
He's all right.
Yeah.
He's become a better character.
Mm. No, I mean his haircut.
Oh, that's no good. Mm. Undercut, weird. He stopped having the undercut, though.
He did. He's, you know, he's really good in Injustice, actually.
Yeah, that's true.
He's good in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, do you think, it's in casting Jason Momoa, it's sort of admitting that Aquaman isn't very good.
Yes, I think that's exactly what it is.
And they're like, well, we're going to have, you won't take this seriously unless, like, I kind of think it might have been a better idea to introduce him as the kind of the comic book version.
Yeah.
Sort of the classic one with the green pants and the orange fishtail shirt.
Yeah.
And just been like, have him do some real bad stuff.
Yeah.
And then be like, that's what he's like. See, what do you reckon?
Yeah, that's how they did it in the comic as well. The new 52 one.
Right, yeah,
where he just set some sharks on. Because even Green Lantern calls him out. He's like, what are you doing here? You're useless.
Right.
And then he just sets some sharks.
Right,
which
sure.
is pretty great.
Uh-huh.
But I think they're just covering all their bases. I think they're definitely going to do that.
Yeah.
Where they're going to... It'll come out and it'll do something amazing. Like, he'll knock down Superman or he'll, like, punch off Darkseid's head. Or not right. something like that. You know,
yeah,
he'll
sure.
do something. Uh-huh. Then everyone will go, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, and that will be... So he won't ride in on a seahorse like you're looking at
Correct,
there.
Yes. Well, that's sort of... Because there's two Atlantean kings in comic books.
Yeah.
There's Aquaman and there's Namor the Submariner from Marvel.
Yeah.
And Namor's never been a joke, ultimately.
No, he hasn't.
He's always...
I think it's the name?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe, but also because Namor has always been just a real... He's been just a real prick all the time. Like, you know, he would appear in like...
He'd, like, capture Sue Storm.
Even before that, like, when he was in the Invaders, in the 1940s, he would, like, he could, like, kick over a battleship or whatever. Oh. Like, there was no... And he's just a generally kind of mean guy. And he's... I think... We'll probably get into this. Do you have a... We're talking about Aquaman this week. Let's do an Aquaman episode.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Namor's never been depicted as weak outside of the water.
Yeah.
Like, Namor's always, he's depicted as incredibly smug.
Yes.
That's number one.
Yeah.
But also... he's also incredibly powerful out of the water.
Yeah.
Like, he's incredible. Even if he's been on land, you know, for a really long time, he's still incredibly powerful.
Yeah.
But then if there, you know, he needs to kick off, he can just open up a fire hydrant and sort of stand in the water for 30 seconds and then he's strong enough to fight the Hulk.
Refreshed.
Kind of he's very refreshed. Yeah. Exactly. So it's kind of, maybe it's even just a psychological thing. But yeah, like Aquaman, was when he was first introduced, there was no kicking over battleships. Was riding on a giant seahorse.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm just first riding on a seahorse.
Because there was that cartoon or whatever from the 60s or 70s or whatever.
There was
whatever
Superman was. Aquaman Hour.
Yeah.
Adventure Hour?
Something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, because a lot of it stemmed from that. And then you get your jokes on Family Guy and your Robot Chicken or whatever. And that's the kind of stuff that sticks in people's minds.
Yes, definitely.
So I think this is why they're going no green and orange.
Yes,
so
totally.
You know, we're doing this. We want to do it so that people take this guy seriously. Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll make him extreme. And,
yeah.
I mean, he's this close to having the hook for a head. Like, you know what
he
I mean?
He definitely
like,
is, yeah.
But you can't give him. Do you reckon you could give him hook for a hand and trident? I mean, that's all.
No, you definitely could not.
He didn't
have
both, did he?
He's never had both.
Yeah,
I don't think,
at the same time. He probably has, but that's probably one point.
Yeah,
it's probably an awkward transition.
Yeah. So I think they've kind of attempted to sort of put him back into the mainstream a few times recently. Entourage.
Yes.
Does Vinny Chase ever wear the Aquaman?
You see
costume?
Him open his shirt and he's got the symbol. And that's it.
On his chest.
Yeah. Oh, maybe it's scales.
He probably has the orange scales. Because Aquaman doesn't have a symbol, mate.
You know, we could look that up right now.
But then also, you know, he was on Smallville as well.
He was, yeah. It was apparently, I mean, I didn't see that, but apparently it was very good. And we talked about this in one of our early episodes. He had a TV pilot as well.
Yeah, true.
Which was apparently good.
Mm-hmm.
It was going to be called Aquaman, or they were floating the name Mercy Reef as well.
Oh, that's right.
As you would,
see, there's your Aquaman from Smallville.
Yeah.
And he's very much, they've gone the classic, well, we won't call him Aquaman.
Yeah.
But we'll give him the orange and green costume like that, you know, just like the swim trunks or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I'm sure at some point during one of the episodes, somebody's like, hey, you just got out of the Aquaman. You know, I'm sure they would have done that because they're real subtle.
No doubt they were, weren't they? Mm-hmm. But I think, like you said, though, I think you just got to own it with him. You know what I mean? And that's that's what's been really good about the new DC 52.
Yeah. Well, let's work our way up to that.
They've been really good Mm-hmm. I've got the trailer here for Aquaman if you want to see it. Chase one.
Oh yeah, sure. Okay, let's see what happens.
It's not a trailer. It's
a fake trailer.
Yeah. Or a fa- yeah. This a is them failure. going to opening day of the Aquaman movie on Entourage.
Uh-huh.
He looks nothing like
him. No, absolutely. Yeah.
Good to see you worked out for the role.
Oh, yep. Good to see you worked on his charisma for it as well. Great. We don't see nothing,
maybe he doesn't open it.
Yeah, that's right.
I apologise.
And the lights cut out so they couldn't see the movie. Real disappointment.
Man, I could have sworn. It's one of those things that in my mind, I was sure that that's the way it went.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what were we saying? You know, actually, I remember you saying a while back that there's a reason he stuck around in comics. And you said because, I think, is it Geoff Johns who's got a love for Aquaman?
Well, it's more that, for whatever reason, and I couldn't name names right now, but all the major editors of DC, he's been their favourite character.
Yeah,
for whatever reason. I don't know why that is, but he's just sort of clung on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's not a bad character. He's
not
been
all,
a bad character. But everybody's been a bad character.
Exactly.
There was a time during the 50s where everybody was a bad... Every character was a bad character.
Every character had a comic book with them on the front and maybe a gorilla's wearing their costume.
And the gorilla's wearing their costume and maybe they're playing chess with it or whatever.
That's right.
Like, for the sake of the fate of the universe. Like, and Aquaman's changed origins a lot.
Yeah.
But I think that's... Again, that's... That's a lot of characters.
Yeah.
Like, you know, well, to some degree. I mean, Superman, you know, was born on Krypton.
Yep.
And then he was shot to Earth as a baby. Or then he was, like, his mother's womb was put in the space. This was in the 80s. Like, he was put into a birthing, the rocket was a birthing matrix.
Yeah, the birthing matrix
and
I remember.
So technically he was born on Earth.
Yeah.
So he was Kryptonian and human as well.
Good for him.
Kind of thing. But that didn't last because it's gross. but yeah, so Aquaman originally was... He was a man and then he was transformed scientifically into someone who could breathe. This was way back in the 80s. This was in the 40s.
Yeah.
So he could, a man who could breathe underwater. Then they changed the origin.
That his mother,
his father
rescued his mother. But then they flipped that in the later ones.
They may have.
I'm pretty sure it was his father rescued his mother and she was Atlantean.
She was Queen Atlanta.
That's right. Mm. And then they lived together and whatever, and they had an Aquaman.
They definitely did.
And but then in the newer ones, they flipped it where she rescued him, which makes way more sense.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So he's got a few different origins, obviously.
Yeah, and then they changed him back to being 100% Atlantean.
Okay. The new 52 is not.
No, they're back. They went flip like... again. Yeah. But I guess that was to make him sort of more alien kind of thing. Or like, you know, I have no connection to the surface world. I don't owe you anything kind of thing. So I'm going to be this.
I'm the Namor of DC.
Yeah, I'll be a real meanie. No, he's half human as well, I think.
Oh, man.
That's why he's got white human skin and wings on his feet.
Of course.
Yeah, like humans do that enable him to fly. Why exactly? Why does Aquaman have such a bad rap when Namor has little wings on his feet that let him fly?
It's the name in the cartoon.
Yeah, I guess that's
what
true.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's because people know him more.
Namor is also a mutant. That's why he's got the wings on his feet.
Okay.
So he's like a colossus.
He sounds like the human form of the wishing chair.
Okay.
You don't remember that?
Is that Enid Blyton?
Definitely.
Okay, great.
She was a great author, and by great author I mean she neglected her kids and took a lot of acid.
Oh, sure. So. No wonder her chairs had wings on their feet. So now we're back to him being half human, half Atlantean.
Yeah. And that's good enough for me.
Do you think there's a standard pronunciation of Atlantean?
I'm sure there is.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
Great.
Because we're from where we're from, and other people are where other people
are
from.
That is very true.
Yeah. What about his powers? Do you want to go through his powers?
Okay. But that's the thing. He's got a respectable amount of powers.
He does.
But the problem is, again, characters back in the day often forgot what powers they had. You know? And I talk about Martian Manhunter a lot in this idea. Martian Manhunter's got all of Superman's powers and more powers.
Yes.
But so
he can phase through a wall and morph into somebody else.
And read their mind, all sorts. But instead of turn invisible, instead of like... the writers rising to the... this is back in the day. Now they're so much better at it. But back in the day, rather than rising to the challenge of that and saying, we'll make a villain who is aware of that and who can still overwhelm him or whatever.
Yeah.
They're like, let's just have him forget that he has telepathy. You know?
It's one of those.
But speaking of telepathy...
Fish telepathy.
Aquaman has that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't... Well, in the newer version, he can't strictly talk to them because they've got...
They're fish.
Exactly. The brain capacities are way different.
Fish.
Exactly. Like he says, he even references that dolphins are a different story, but anything that's fish.
Yeah.
That he can kind of persuade them.
Yeah, he just pushes them.
He pushes them in a certain direction or plants the thought in their mind that the shark, like, tell the shark that that's food or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they'll do that.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, there's actually a good scene in the new 52 where a whole lot of guys bail him up. He's just trying to eat his lunch. And they're like, you talk to fish? Yeah, exactly. It is fish. And they're like, I thought you didn't eat fish because you talk to fish. And he's like, I don't talk to fish. It's another thing or whatever. And, you know, and this reporter's like hassling him. And he's like, how do you feel to be everyone's least favorite superhero and blah, blah, blah. And see, that's great because they tackle that head on in the new 52
really
straight away.
Yeah.
The first few panels are he lands in the middle of the city. There's a bank robbery. He gets his trident. He flips an armored vehicle.
Yeah.
And then they riddle him with bullets and they just ping off him.
Yeah.
And then he just puts him down.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cops turn up and they're like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Do you want a glass of water? And they kind of have a snigger. And he's just like, ugh.
Yeah.
You know? And that's a great way to do it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Apparently, one of the mistakes they made in that new Aquaman animated movie was that there's a scene where they're like, what's his name? And he goes, oh, people are calling him Aquaman. And he's like, oh, I hate that. And he should be,
They should have embraced it somehow.
They should have embraced it, exactly. Yeah.
There's areas where they can make jokes about that sort of thing and areas where they can't. If you're naming a character Aquaman, can't poke fun at him being called that. It's no worse than being Superman.
No, exactly, That's exactly it.
Yeah, yeah.
But as far as his powers go, like he's not as strong as Superman.
Right, but who is?
Well, exactly.
Yeah, he's stronger than, say, Batman.
But he's like, he absolutely, like he's not up there with like Wonder Woman or Superman, but he's a fraction below, you know.
Like if we performed our classic versus scenario, we put Batman at one end of an arena, of the football field, and Aquaman at the other, and they just ran at each other.
Yeah.
Short fight, it's Aquaman. Because Batman gets a trident to the head, and that's it, right?
That's it.
Mm.
He's also like, he's very... He's more like, you know, a lot of Superman's powers are kind of like based around his Kryptonian physiology, and he's got that you can kind of pick something up and it will break. Yeah. And it won't break because I have like a weird feel through it or whatever, like a battleship. Aquaman doesn't so much have that. He's just very, very strong.
Right, yeah.
Because of the ocean pressures and whatever, which is why he's mostly bulletproof.
Yeah, yeah.
In the new one, they make it so his armor's bulletproof, but his skin isn't totally. So if one hits him, it'll graze him and draw blood.
Right, okay, interesting.
Which is cool.
Mm.
Yeah, and he can swim fast. Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Back in the day, I think they said he could swim at... Oh, hang on.
It's like 1,000 miles per hour or something.
I worked it out. It's like 6,800 miles per hour. So it's an
It used to be that he could swim faster than Superman could swim. Yes, yeah. I'm not sure if it still is that.
It used to say that he could swim at 10,000 feet per second. That's a lot. Which is 6,800 miles per hour. So he could circumnavigate the globe in like 10 minutes.
It's pretty good.
Oh no, a couple of hours. Sorry.
That's still not pretty as good.
Still pretty good though, right?
I mean, you open with 10 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. I did.
It sounds significantly less.
For comparison, Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps can do 4.7 miles per hour. That's his maximum speed.
How quick can he go around the ocean? How many minutes?
Not as quick.
Do you think he'd die?
He'd almost definitely die, yeah.
If you put Michael Phelps on one end of a football field, Batman, who would win at winning a gold medal for swimming?
Oh, probably Michael Phelps. Maybe still Batman. He could probably do that. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty great. Mm. Yeah. Do you know much about his... what's the deal with him being on land? Because it used to be like if he was on land for a few too many hours, he'd be powerless or whatever. Uh-huh. But they've kind of changed it because half human, he's fine. Yep. And other times he's not. And other times he can retain water if he needs to. And sometimes he can like suck the water out of something.
Uh-huh.
Like if it's like a fog or whatever, right, he can draw the water out of it. So what's the deal with that?
Say he's fine these days.
Yeah.
I would hope so. I really hope so.
But I think if you plonked him in a desert like anybody else, he'd just dry
out a little.
Yeah, he'd dry out a little. Yeah. But I love that also one of his powers has been, and I think it might have been when he had the water hand, which we'll get to. He could suck the water out of somebody.
Right.
And I know Mira can do that. She does in the New 52.
His lovely lady wife.
Yeah. But I think there's a panel where he pins Superman and like draws the water out of him.
Yes,
which
okay.
is pretty great.
Yes.
Yeah. If that's a thing that happened or maybe I'm misremembering.
Right, right.
His best power though
is
in that comic that's probably, I think...
We bang on about forever.
The best Justice League comic called.
Yeah. The Grant Morrison Justice League relaunch. Yeah.
And right. he's not in it that much.
No, because his character is very arrogant in that. Mm. He doesn't want to be part of the surface world's affairs.
Yeah.
But he's helping out because he's got some sort of sense of duty and he owes everybody on the Justice League.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But can he still do it?
I'd say one. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but in that comic, they battle the Hyper Clan, who are a team of alien. But he telepathically attacks the part of their brain that they inherited from their sort of...
Marine ancestors.
Yeah. And he can give someone a seizure.
Yeah.
And they just drop, which is very impressive. That was in that era where everybody was a little bit extreme.
Yeah.
And nobody knew what anybody's powers were.
Right.
So you could essentially just do whatever.
Yeah.
And so there was, but you know, before the smoke cleared, you could just be like, you can have him give people seizures.
Yeah.
It's fine, whatever. That was that also almost like a few months afterwards, Superman became Electric Superman.
Yeah.
And just anything goes with that guy.
Through phone lines and...
Yeah, all sorts.
Up people's noses.
If they put a phone line up their nose. Yeah, man.
He's got a bunch of stuff, though, doesn't he? That he carries with him. We talked about his armor.
We're talking Aquaman,
which is, like, impenetrable and whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The new Aquaman doesn't look... His armor doesn't look as impenetrable, does it?
It looks regular. Pff, embarrassingly
regular.
Well,
I just mean it doesn't cover all of his body.
Yeah, right.
But that's like a fish scale kind of chainmail, fish scale kind of situation, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
But the Trident can do all sorts of stuff, can't it?
It's magic now. It's part of...
It was Neptune's, wasn't it? Or Neptune made it or something?
I think he made... I believe in the current continuity, there are 7 Atlantean artifacts.
Yeah.
And he has one of them, and there's a team called the Order.
One's the briefcase from Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, one is the briefcase from Pulp Fiction, exactly. And so... The premise is basically in the New 52 now, there was a storyline where back in the day, Aquaman was on a team called the Order, and each of them had one of these artifacts.
Were these all ocean? Were they an ocean team?
No, they weren't. They just happened to have they just happened to acquire these over the years. I can't remember how.
Sure.
One was like a secret agent, and one was like a
circus clown.
One was a cowboy. One was a biker motorcycle man.
Good.
Yeah.
All those ones.
Yeah. He was in the Village People, is what I'm saying. That's what
I just said. Yeah. Sure. But yeah, that trident can like cause tidal waves and monsoons. And can he teleport?
He can teleport with it, I think. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He can shoot. It can shoot stuff.
Oh yeah!
He can do all sorts of. He can stab. Obviously,
like stab a man. Yeah,
he can do all sorts of stuff. I did a video on him, brief one, and technically, with all these powers, he could make a Sharknado, right?
Oh yeah!
Sweet.
He could cause the Sharknado, and then he could cause a tornado, you know, water spout, and then he could be like, "Hey sharks, there's food in there." And they'd be like, "Oh yeah,
okay.
Oh yeah,
we're sharks.
Yeah,
that sounds pretty good." Mm-hmm. But would he ever put something in harm's way?
Like a shark.
Like sharks in a tornado would set it through a city?
Oh, yeah. He'd definitely do that.
So he's okay with hurting
I think so, marine yeah. life?
Yeah.
Just sharks.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. His hook, though.
Yes.
What can that do? When he lost his hand, didn't he lose his ability to talk to fish?
Yep.
And then someone dunked his hand into
a pool of piranhas. Correct.
So what does the hook do? It's a grappling hook.
Did initially have... I think it was just a hook.
Yeah.
It was a pirate kind of hook.
Good.
And then he went to Star Labs and they built him a proper one.
Okay.
Which was, I think it just had a grappling hook on it.
But then he lost the trident at that same time.
Correct.
They didn't put the trident powers in it or something?
No, he didn't really have a trident back then.
Okay.
The trident's a newer innovation.
Oh, is it?
As far as I know, yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, yeah.
And then after that, didn't he have a robot hand?
He did have a robot hand, yeah.
What was the deal with that?
It was similar. I think maybe Steel built it for him.
That's nice.
It was real nice, yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe it could transform into the hook.
Okay,
I can't really remember. There was a period when I lost track. But then he got the magic water hand.
Yeah, from the Lady of the Lake.
Yes.
From Monty Python?
Yep.
They mentioned
it. Almost certainly, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm. So that could do all sorts of gear.
Yeah.
I mean, it could... It was water.
It was water, so that's great. You get a nice drink of water if you needed it. Yep. Yeah, he could heal people with it, I think.
Yep.
And himself, at the very least.
Yep.
Dimensional travel.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like, heal people, it's pretty good, get a drink, and dimensional travel.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. All sorts of stuff.
And did he lose that before the DC reboot?
I think he did.
Yeah.
But he was also replaced at one point by his son. There was a reboot where he died.
Aqua-son.
Yeah, Aqua-son. Mm. Well, he's had several seasons. It was Aqualad.
Yeah.
But there was another... And this is where I completely lose track of Aquaman. But he had a son who was essentially like the original Aquaman. Like he was more scale shirt, green pants.
Yeah.
And he didn't, you know, he didn't have a missing hand or a beard or a blah-de-blah. And he was more like the original version.
Yeah.
But he was more angsty and he was like, oh, so heavy is the head that wears the crown kind of vibe.
Shut up.
And then Aquaman was brought back. The original Aquaman was brought back for Blackest Night, I think.
Okay.
As a Black Lantern. Sweet. But now he's back. Now he's back from the dead for good.
For real.
Yeah, for real.
For good? So you're saying he's never going to die?
He's never going to die now.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Yeah. Best moments. Well, we kind of talked about some of those. Well, why don't we get, we'll get to the comics that we'll save them for what we read.
Oh, yeah, we save them, yeah.
The comics we want to read. And we talked about the live action appearances. So there's really just Smallville, the Aquaman pilot, or Mercy Reef, and briefly in Entourage.
Uh-huh.
There's also, we mentioned this, in the Entourage poster, there's a Vinnie Chase, and behind him is a billboard with the Aquaman and Wonder Woman logo.
Right, okay, together. Yes.
Uh-huh. So, you know, that's pretty good, isn't it?
Is it?
No. Nah. Do you reckon they'll make mention more of that in the Entourage movie?
Like, no, surely not. When is the Entourage movie coming out?
I think it's like June or May or something.
I reckon they might...
They'll probably have a poster in Ari's office or something.
I reckon maybe they'll make some sort of offhanded reference to how he didn't get the role in Batman v Superman or something like that.
Oh, okay, yep.
Is Entourage Warner Brothers property?
It might be, actually. Yeah.
Okay, that would make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I reckon that
might... Well, yeah, it would have to be, yeah.
I'm making a reference to be like, I didn't get the movie kind of thing. Like, where you should have got the movie, you know?
Absolutely. Mm. And that would have been the one time he didn't get the movie.
I know. Man. So that, then we go into the...
Humbling.
Then we go into this movie with kind of like a, you know, he's been humbled and he's hungry again for movies.
Absolutely.
And getting of said movies.
Do you think if Jason Momoa wasn't cast,
yes,
and Chris Hemsworth wasn't Thor, they would have cast Chris Hemsworth?
Yeah, that would work.
I think the way they're going to pitch this is, and again, I said this in the video, in that video that I did that you definitely watched, that they're going to pitch it like a more kind of serious and tougher Thor. I think that's the way they're going to do it. Like, not entirely of this world,
right,
but with some kind of ties to it.
Yeah,
You think he's kind of silly, but he's not. Because nobody makes fun of Thor anymore.
Correct.
Like,
yeah.
Not that they ever really did, except for his winged hat. Which I like. Bring back the winged hat.
Great.
Yeah.
No, I think you're right. That they're going to go with, doesn't want to, he just wants his society to be left alone kind of thing.
Maybe he loves a woman.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
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 That'd be good. Though his wife is also Atlantean.
Yes.
Generally, correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she hates him at one point.
Oh, yeah.
What about villains? Black Manta?
Yeah, that's the only one I know, really.
He's got the head that looks like an ant.
Uh-huh, yeah.
He fights other guys as well, doesn't he? Ugh. Like, just regular.
I think that's one of the problems also with Aquaman.
His rogues.
His rogues galleries are not great.
What about the gorilla? Has he ever fought that gorilla?
The general...
Grodd.
Oh, Gorilla Grodd. I'm sure he has.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ocean Master? Okay. I vaguely remember Ocean Master.
Yeah, he's like...
Sure, uh-huh.
He's just like, he's pretty much the evil version of Aquaman.
Yeah, because it's his half-brother.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, totally.
Also, we neglect to mention, he was the king. He is the king. Yes. So he's got an entire army.
Correct.
Like an entire civilization, like millions and millions of Atlanteans.
Yes.
Like, at his disposal.
At least a couple of hundred.
At least.
Yeah.
Somewhere between a couple of hundred and a million.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the stats are. I don't know what their latest census said.
Oh, sure.
But there's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But, and there's always kind of sometimes has to avert a war between humans and...
Sure.
Fish people. And that happens quite regularly. Totally. Uh-huh. I know I think his half-brother takes over in the new 52, the Justice League.
Ooh.
I think I read that. Yeah, and he has to then take up the mantle again to be like, you know what, I'm going to stop this. I'm the king again. Everybody step down or whatever. He also, like, in The Injustice, he plays a big role in that.
If we're talking about What You Reading, we'll put this in now. But yeah, sure. That's a good series.
Do you want to start the What You Reading now?
Nah, that's all right. We'll do it immediately after I say this thing.
Okay.
He's also, I think a really good step into making Aquaman a more serious character is his character in Injustice, both in the comic book and in the video game, where he's a great character.
He is, isn't
he? Fast and strong.
Yeah.
He's got that trident.
In the game, the bad version of him or whatever puts a tidal wave on the city or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's one of the last big plays that Superman makes before he's stopped or whatever.
Yeah.
In the game, spoiler alert or whatever. Is he stopped forever? Probably not.
Nah.
Yeah. Evil Superman.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that it's great. And now's the perfect time, Mason.
Oh, yes.
To what we read in.
Oh, what we gonna what we, read.
Oh, before we do that.
Oh, so it wasn't the perfect time. God damn it.
I'm doing a thing.
What are we reading today? I'm not saying that again.
You're a fan.
I'm contracted to say what you're gonna read once an episode, so...
You like Aquaman, right?
Yes.
And you're happy to see him in the new the new movie. So am I.
Yeah.
I think it's... I'm really looking forward to it. Great. Now we'll do the thing. I won't put the theme song again because I probably did it already.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. So, what would you recommend for what we read in Aquaman? If you were to get into Aquaman...
Yeah. Start now.
Yep.
Like, start New 52.
Yep, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's where you start. There are other stories and whatever.
Uh-huh.
That night, that JLA one that we always mention all the time, that's a good one. But again, he's not really in it that much.
That's true, yeah.
But definitely New 52. And even the New 52 Justice League, he plays a big role.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So I think, yeah, if you've never read anything, start there.
Yeah.
If you've read some things, but you haven't read that, you could probably also start there. Don't you reckon?
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah. There was also a storyline a few years ago where the entire city of San Diego fell into the ocean and all the inhabitants gained the ability to breathe underwater. It became Sub Diego.
How long did that last?
Like a year. Okay. Surprisingly long time.
That is a long time. Yeah. And then they just raised it and everybody went about their day.
I can't remember how it ended. I'll be honest with you.
Well, that sounds really good. So I'm sure I should read that.
Give it a whirl. See what it's like. It
sounds not very good, to be honest.
No, never mind then.
Yeah. Do all the Atlanteans have all the Aquaman powers? I mean, all the physiological powers. Can they all swim that fast and whatever? They'd have to, wouldn't they?
That is a really good question. Because Namor is a mutant.
Yeah.
So he's got all the super, super powers.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he's probably more, he's probably like Thor in the sense that he's that little bit better than everybody
yeah.
else. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of royal lineage or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. And he's got that sweet trident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody email him with a definitive answer. To I'd Mason. Like to hear about it. No, not to me. I don't have an email address.
Have you got another What We Read? It's been a short What We Read.
Have I been reading?
I can do one.
Okay, go
ahead. I mentioned this last week. Two podcasts which are out at the moment.
Oh, yes.
Hopefully. Mm-hmm. I assume they are because it'll be Monday by the time this goes up.
Oh, yes.
Plumbing the Death Star.
Yep.
I did an episode with Why is Hawkeye in the Avengers?
Oh, yes.
Because in the movie version in particular, you know.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And the other one I did with the NerdSync, which is also on iTunes, but also on YouTube. No, it's not. It's just on iTunes. You switch from that. But yeah, and that's basically just talking about, you know, YouTube channels and how to get started and, whatever. And some things along the way, Mason.
Well, a lot of people some who listen to us are always interested in exactly. podcasts and stuff, so they should listen to that.
So if you hate Mason but you tolerate me...
Then get on to their podcast. Oh, yes, absolutely.
Plumbing the Death Star NerdSync. Yep. Something for everybody.
Yeah.
If you like those two specific things.
And some people do.
Yes. Anything else?
No, that'll do it.
All right, then.
Yeah. I mean, New 52 Aquaman's been around for a while, so that's a kind of a backlog to get through. So
yes, yeah. It is. Got a letter here from yes. Annalise, the official Jean Grey of the podcast.
Ooh.
Hey, guys, I stayed up late the other night and had a hard
Don't
time...
Don't do that. Get a full 8 hours. Come
absolutely.
On,
and had a hard time falling... Nine if you can. And had a hard time falling asleep. So after a while, I decided to play an old episode of the podcast to get my mind off stuff that was bothering me. Mind you, I played it directly from the speakers of my phone because I didn't want to sleep with headphones in. That's a problem as well for me because I often want to sleep with headphones in.
But you don't want to smush it into your ear
yeah,
canal.
Yeah, it's weird.
What if it breaks off in your ear?
And I die.
And you die, exactly.
You can actually get, it's like a headband, like a sweatband with headphones in.
Oh, yes.
And you can like wrap it around your head. Mm-hmm. It's for like sleep meditation stuff or whatever.
Uh-huh. Or for listening to the loud podcast.
Yes.
People yell for
you
no
probably
reason.
Should have. Lose it for that though. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Anyway, my mum heard your voices and got up to see if there was someone in the house. She actually took a knife at some point, but realised it was only you two guys. Give up the great work, grab that gem.
Hey, we're threatening enough to deserve a knife. Come on.
She did pick up a knife.
Yeah, for a while.
So you're saying she sort of got at the speakers and just.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
There's two Australians in our house.
Yep.
But I like that. Yeah, well, I'm glad your mum didn't accidentally stab you. So that's good.
That would have been
really if bad. Your mum accidentally stabs you right in, though, anybody, because
mm-hmm.
we want to know that.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It has to be a direct result of the podcast.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Yeah. We don't want to hear just, no.
Random stabbing stories from your mum.
Please.
Stop it.
I've been a long-time fan of the podcast, but I've never been extremely keen on Superman. He's always seemed too overpowered and unkillable and boring to me. However, after hearing you two talk about some of the different Superman stories and moments, I've come to appreciate him a lot more. I was wondering if you guys could do a best Superman moments episode, like the Batman one, which is one of my favorites. I'm very interested to read some well-written Superman stories that give him better conflicts than having him snapping a neck or two. Thanks, guys. You're the best. Can I be the official pirate captain of the show?
Yes.
P.S.S.
Oh.
Shut up, Mason.
Oh.
Is it P.P.S. or is it P.S.S.?
It's P.P.S.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
Postscript.
Yes, that's what I thought. Yeah, well, look, I just thought I'd bring this up because every now and then we will do like a best Batman moments, best Superman moments, best Captain America, best Iron Man, whatever. Uh-huh. So we'll throw one of them every now and then, won't we?
Yeah, we will. Best I like the idea of a best Superman moments.
Yeah,
there's
me too.
There's a 70 years worth.
Would you say, yeah, so we wouldn't have to drag out like an Aquaman episode, is what you're saying?
Yeah, we wouldn't have to just really scrape the bottom of the barrel and just really, yeah.
Yeah. He's pretty good though, isn't he?
Yeah, he's good. I like him.
So yeah, so every now and then, yeah, definitely, we'll throw one out. We won't do them all in a row. It'll probably coincide with something that comes out or
yes.
whatever.
Uh-huh.
I've decided as well, Mason. Maybe why don't we do our original trilogy Star Wars episode on May the 4th around that?
Why would we do that?
I don't know. Just it seems like a good arbitrary date.
Just an arbitrary date. Great, great stuff.
We could do best Luke Skywalker moments.
Yeah.
Remember when he used the Force in the Wampa Cave?
Yeah. Remember when he had to get new power converters?
Yeah, he did, didn't he? Remember when he wanted to join the Alliance, but he couldn't?
Couldn't,
but he
yeah.
probably could have just left.
Yeah. Remember when
he was a baby?
No. Oh, yeah, just to... Yeah, okay, I remember that. Yeah, it was pretty good.
That was pretty good, wasn't it?
Remember when he wore that kind of beige, kind of robey outfit with a belt.
I do.
70s cinched belt kind of situation.
Remember the time Mark Hamill had a horrific car accident between the first and second Star Wars movies?
Ooh.
And he looked slightly different.
Yeah, that was pretty horrific.
I'm glad he didn't die, though.
Yeah, me too.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's okay.
Mm.
Here's something related to Indiana Jones, Mason.
Oh, yes.
With what seems to be an Indiana Jones reboot that I don't think we need, featuring Chris Pratt, brackets, who's great, do you think the film would be better if it's a new original concept or like Uncharted instead of Indiana Jones?
I was just going to say Uncharted.
Ah, there you go. I feel there's a lot of nostalgia and this may be doomed from the start, from Steve Long. I read an article, it was probably on Cracked, where it said, instead of rebooting something, just take what's good about it and make a new property.
Correct.
White House Down, Die Hard.
Mm.
Indiana Jones, The Mummy Returns.
Oh, sure. The Mummy Returns, The Scorpion King.
Yeah, what do you think about, what do you reckon? Would you reckon a reboot it to something else?
It's
there's a lot of fan expectations tied up in a reboot, isn't there?
It's difficult as well, though, because if you go, okay, we're going to take Chris Pratt, we're going to make him some sort of archaeological adventurer.
And Nathan Drakeian.
Yeah, and then put that out there, people will be like, well, this is clearly a rip-off of Indiana Jones. Do you think Indiana Jones owns that genre at this point?
I don't think so. And I think because he hasn't done anything good in like 20 years, 25 years, then you could absolutely, 26 years, then you could absolutely do it.
Mm, okay.
I. But then again, those movies are still very much in people's minds. But
yeah.
There's so much, people get so upset when it's not perfect and whatever. Mm. And I guess, but also with...
That's not true though.
With the new Indiana Jones.
Yeah, people got upset because that movie was really bad.
Yes, you're right. Yeah, you're right. But then again, like, there's never been something as good as Star Wars since Star Wars. Like, I'm talking about that kind of world-building space opera saga thing.
Yeah.
You could argue Serenity's probably the closest.
Yeah.
And oh, probably Guardians of the Galaxy. But
the problem with Star Wars is that...
The midichlorians,
but also with the original trilogy... Everything we see, like when that came out, everything it was on screen was a new thing.
Yeah.
So it's hard to go back to that.
Yeah.
But
then again, everything is inspired by everything else. Like Star Wars is heavily influenced by Flash Gordon serials. Indiana Jones was because Spielberg wanted to do a James Bond.
Right.
So you just tweak it slightly and you know what I mean? And then you go for it. Mm. So I'm absolutely in favor of a new franchise as opposed to something else.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. What if they made RoboCop, but it wasn't called RoboCop, but it was called Robot Man, Policeman.
Robot Policeman. Yeah, I think if they released the RoboCop remake and they called it Robot Man, Policeman, I think people would be like, what is this RoboCop? This is a bit of a rip-off of RoboCop, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe if they changed the origin of that character. Like, maybe if he wasn't killed in a...
Explosion. Yeah.
Or maybe he volunteered for the process, or he was it was an artificial intelligence or something like
sure.
that. Maybe you can deviate from that a little bit, but
All I hear is Lawnmower Man reboot.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Great.
Plus video game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you play that video
game? This time he could escape into memes. You know? People are like clicking away on their computers and they'll be like, oh, funny cat memes. Oh, no, it's the Lawnmower Man. And then he'd, whatever, suck him into the internet or whatever he did.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. They'd get to a locked door on the internet. There'd be a skull and crossbones laughing.
Yeah.
As there always is.
Yeah, Pierce Brosnan would be there.
Yeah, he would. Right. I've never seen that movie.
No good.
I've heard that. Yeah. Is it better than Johnny Mnemonic?
I quite like Johnny Mnemonic.
I like how he had to get into the internet. Yeah. So he went to an internet booth or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And he wears the internet helmet and gloves.
All the stuff, yeah.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah. So I read an article recently where Johnny Mnemonic is the perfect... If you wrote like a perfect dystopian future film about society crumbling and corporations taking over and all that sort of stuff, Johnny Mnemonic... would be the perfect film to be playing in the background of one of those scenes. Like, as kind of a lame version of that, like the lame, watered-down product, you know?
Yeah.
And it kind of is. It's...
There were kangaroo people in that, weren't there?
No, you're thinking of Tank Girl.
I'm pretty sure... Oh, maybe I am.
You're thinking of Tank Girl.
I am. There is a dolphin.
Johnny Mnemonic has a hyper-intelligent dolphin, yes.
And Dolph Lundgren.
Yep.
I was thinking as well.
Well, you get Dolph Lundgren.
Lundgren.
Yeah.
No, remember that movie we were talking about, Starlight, the other day?
Yes.
Dolph Lundgren. as an aged... Remember the Mark Millar story? It's like a Flash Gordon, an aged Flash Gordon.
Yeah.
Dolph Lundgren.
That would work, yeah. Yeah, okay.
They probably wouldn't because he's not famous enough, but that would totally work.
Totally.
Yeah.
Mm.
Great.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody sent me, actually a couple of people sent me, because I like incongruous DVD packs.
Boy, do you.
A couple of people sent me this week, there's apparently a Ted and Flash Gordon double pack that you can get now, which is pretty great because he has a very minor role in the film,
does,
Ted, the main character.
Your favourite comedy of all time.
Sam, what's his face? No, it's not a good film.
I love how you have to add that just in case
not everybody's heard every episode.
I know, you're right. You're absolutely right.
And I don't want people to go away thinking that thing that,
that thing that you said. Yeah. Any more incongruousness?
No, that's about it.
All right.
Pretty good though.
I got another letter here. I owe both of you a thank you.
Oh,
because I'm one of your
and
more,
money?
And well, I hope so.
Yeah, okay, get to the end quick.
Because on one of your more recent episodes, you briefly mentioned the new Thunderbirds animated show that's coming out this year. I called it a movie. It is a show.
Oh,
so I apologize.
Okay.
When I was younger, I absolutely loved the Thunderbirds, and it was probably my favorite TV show. I'm sorry, we paid out on that quite a lot. Sorry. Sorry about that. When you spoke on the podcast, I was like, you reawakened the love that I have for it, and I've recently gone back and watched a few episodes of it. It brings back so many great memories, so thank you for that. Cool. I'm glad.
We are heroes.
We are.
You don't have to call us heroes. It's all right. You can if you want to, but you don't have to.
My question is, what are your favourite shows as children that you don't necessarily, they don't necessarily have to be kids' shows, and you've revisited it, and have you revisited any of them in your more mature years? Once again, thank you very much. You're both the best kind of dickheads the world has to offer. And finally, can I be the official shaved Wookiee of the podcast?
Yes and yes.
You go back to stuff?
Look, I think we've mentioned I really love Transformers.
Yeah.
Doesn't hold up. The animated movie does.
Animation-wise.
Yes, animation-wise it definitely does not.
Yeah.
There's a couple of episodes. There's one called Call of the Primitives where they use the same animators as the movie. That looks pretty good.
Okay.
And there's a couple of others, but the rest are just... It's, you know, it's one frame a second kind of thing. It's not. It's your brain fills in the
goodness.
It fills in the blanks with goodness, exactly.
Yeah.
One that I was thinking about just recently that I haven't gone back to and I probably shouldn't. Centurions. Do you remember those guys?
No.
There was three of them and they wore like powered exoskeletons.
Yeah.
And they had like special weapon systems beamed down to them from a space station.
Sweet.
So one was called like Jake Rockwell, so he was like the land specialist, and they could beam down a tank on him or like a motorcycle or whatever,
just
and
on top of him,
yeah, just on top of him, crushed him to death. That only went three episodes because they were all killed. No, but like and the arm would go on him, and he had like a motorcycle kind of suit, and it would transform into a motorcycle.
I do remember that.
Yeah, and there was like Ace McCloud, and he was the flight guy. It was all sorts of flight stuff.
They'd beam down like a Wright Brothers style plane.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they'd beam down like a Birdman rally. Kind of fake flight suit and he'd flap his wings madly. That was really, I really enjoyed that a lot, but I don't think I should go back.
Is the Birdman Rally just an Australian thing?
Yes, it is. It's a Melbourne festival thing.
Yeah.
It's a Moomba thing, yeah.
Remember those two clowns?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Let's not bring that up. Max Ray was the sea guy.
Yeah.
Had, like submarine stuff.
Great.
Pretty great.
Well, there was a lot of that, wasn't there? Like, I was a big Voltron fan.
Yep,
I know everybody likes the Lion one more.
Yep.
Because the Lion one is better.
I understand.
I know you don't think it's better, because I think we had this conversation the other day.
And
I was stunned that you liked the vehicle Voltron better.
I didn't say I liked it better. I said it was good.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
There was too many to keep track of. Who's Keith? It's like four Keiths.
Yeah.
Because there was the three different teams for land, sea, and air.
Yeah, yeah.
And each one of them would make like a bigger
vehicle.
I love
teams of land, sea, and air.
I know you
do. Centurions. We just talked about this. Max Ray.
Yeah.
Ace McCloud. Jake Rockwell.
But Voltron doesn't hold up that well either.
I wouldn't. Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, but I would love to see a Voltron movie.
Mm-hmm.
But...
I think Voltron may hold up better if you saw the original versions.
Okay.
Because they were a lot more violent.
Yeah, they were, yeah.
Like, if you recall one of the
Sven,
live...
I know what you're going to say. Go on.
One of the live Voltron pilots was killed.
Sven.
Was it Sven?
And they swapped him out for his cousin or brother or something.
The girl one.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, but when Sven did come back, in the American version, he was the same character.
Uh-huh.
In the... Japanese version, it was his brother or cousin or whatever.
Right. Uh-huh.
So they just, in the American one, they're like, yeah, it's the same guy, he's fine now.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
I distinctly recall seeing a clip from the Japanese version where he is killed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Horribly.
Mm.
Yeah. It was great. Right. There was always a Robeast.
There was always a Robeast.
And there was one time the Robeast was so strong that it broke the Voltron sword.
Oh.
And I was like, this is intense.
Yeah.
So yeah, I love some Voltron. Yeah, do you think we'll get a Voltron movie? We will eventually.
Well, we talked about it for a while. It's a property that exists and people remember with their brains. So yes, we will get another one.
You know what definitely doesn't hold up, and I know that because I watched a season of it with you.
Oh yes,
He-Man.
Oh boy, yeah, that doesn't hold up at all. Yeah, except for the episode where they go to the what's the
Navy?
Yeah,
something.
They join the Navy of the what's the planet called?
Eternia.
The Eternian Navy. They go there and it's all staffed. Every member of the Navy is staffed by like a kind of a mustachioed man, like with a horseshoe mustache.
Yeah.
And they're all wearing like half shirts. Yeah. They're all wearing half armor.
Yeah.
It's very Village People.
Yeah. Mm. And it really takes that Superman kind of level of identity swap to the extreme where he looks identical to He-Man.
Right.
And he has a green tiger. Because he's Prince Adam and he's He-Man, but nobody puts it together.
Right, exactly.
And there's never a case where he's in the same room at the same time or whatever.
Yeah, and it's bizarre because there's six people in that universe.
Exactly, you never see... That was, you know, the reason why I also remember that episode with the mustachioed sailors is that was the first time we'd seen more than 10 people.
Right, exactly.
At once.
It's just the main cast and they never interact with anybody else.
Except for Skeletor.
Yeah.
And there'd always be a scene where, like, Skeletor would be sitting at his table plotting and he'd be sitting next to Beast Man, who was pretty great. Uh-huh. Great action figures, by the way.
Yes.
And Skeletor would be like, you're the guys are the worst or whatever, we've got to get He-Man. And Beast Man will be like, one day, Skeletor, I'll destroy you. Don't you worry about that. And Skeletor's like, what?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, nothing, nothing. But he's like sitting right next to him.
Right, right. And you'd think eventually, through context, he'd pick up enough of that sense to be like, I'm pretty sure Beast Man's going to try and kill me at some point.
And do you remember also Skeletor's... They're always watching each other on monitors.
Yep. Uh-huh.
But you don't know where the cameras are.
Right.
So like He-Man will be in his castle or whatever, or he'll be just walking in a weird swamp. He's always in a swamp.
Yep.
And, like, the camera would just be following him, like, next to him.
Uh-huh.
Like a side-scrolling video game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's no, like, what? Is it magic? Is it technology?
Magic, mate. That's bloody magic, mate.
And all the vehicles are incredibly impractical with weird tank treads, but also roll.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Like, I don't even... yeah.
Look,
they're like oblong-shaped tank treads that roll like
this
wheels.
This might be kind of crazy to this reveal, but I'm pretty sure it was built as a toy line before they made the cartoon.
What about Silverhawks?
Oh, I love Silverhawks.
Me too.
That was from the...
Monster!
That was from the same...
Oh, was it Mumra? No, Mumra was Thundercats.
Thundercats, I was just going to say, because they were exactly the... they were essentially exactly the same show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Anyway, we could do a whole episode of that.
Maybe we should.
Maybe we'll save it.
Let's do an episode on cartoons that we vaguely remember from our childhood. God, I've got a lot. Galaxy Rangers.
Oh, were they like Space Cops?
It was Space Cops, and they all had like
it was
crazy
like the
powers.
Old West, wasn't it?
That was Brave Star.
That was Brave
Star. Yeah.
I also may be thinking of Skeleton Warriors.
You might be thinking of that, yes.
Last letter.
Oh, yes.
I was wondering if you guys could do a podcast on the Jurassic Park movies. I would love to hear your guys' opinions on the great Jurassic Park 3. Brackets, not really. Thank you for reading my email, and I hope you continue to be successful. P.S. Tell Mason he looks funny, but that's okay because everyone is special. Sincerely, Hiram Jonas.
I don't know how to answer that. I guess I do look funny.
You look great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, we will do a Jurassic Park one closer to the date of Jurassic Park. But the reason also I want to talk about Jurassic Park... Because on Thursday, we did...
Last Thursday,
we recorded an episode of Never Go Back.
We sort of recorded an episode of Never Go Back.
Where we go back and play a video game from the past. And we played Jurassic Park on the Super Nintendo.
Yep.
And we recorded it for like an hour or so. And at the end, the footage didn't save properly.
Correct.
And we lost the most important bit.
Yes.
And it's gone forever.
Yeah.
So I have the audio of it.
So that's pretty good.
Pointless without the...
Right.
So basically, we have to go back on our promise to never go back.
Yes. This on the second week. Never go back, we're going to go back.
And I don't know if we can do it as good, but right. I guess... So I just want to let people know that we are still doing that.
Yes.
And I've also ordered a capture card so we can never go back anything, pretty much.
Great.
Hopefully.
Excellent.
They're a bit of work to put together, but they're fun. I enjoy. Even though that game, spoiler alert, is terrible.
Yes.
It was fun.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah, it'll be fun to go back to it. Play for another hour.
Oh God.
Yeah, well, yeah, great.
But we're not going to complete anything if we don't have to.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, why would we?
But that's the show, Mason.
Great.
Thank you to the Brute and the Basilisk for the themes.
Yes. Thank you to Golden Legend who made our t-shirts.
They're pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I don't have one yet. I'm going to get one.
You should get one. Redbubble.com. Just search for Weekly Planet.
Yeah. We're all there, aren't we?
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you to our Patreons. I'm putting videos up there earlier. I said that. So if
so
I finish
them, Patreon.com/Mr. Sunday Movies.
You can get that there. Mm-hmm. And next week, this week we're going to do best movie trilogies.
Yeah.
So, but then Aquaman.
Oh, yeah.
So
Aquaman,
maybe we'll do that.
Max.
Maybe we'll do that next week.
Yeah,
so if you've got any thoughts on that,
yeah,
maybe shoot us an email.
Know.
And we'll,
Weekly Planet Pod.
Yes.
@gmail on
Facebook
and on Twitter. Yeah. A lot of people listen to this and then they tweet in what's the email address.
Yes.
Just to be very clear, it's weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com.
Yes, that's right. Same as the Twitter. And the Facebook. I got the Facebook back as well.
Oh.
Yeah, I just lied a bunch.
So. Right. You can delete all the racist comments. Fantastic.
I didn't get a single racist comment.
Yeah, that's nice.
Thanks, guys.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies.
Yeah.
We like Twitter, don't we? Nice. I do it in bursts.
Me too.
And then I'll disappear for like a week.
Yes.
I'll do like 20 minutes and I'll disappear. So, yeah. So, yeah. Sorry if I don't get to everything. It's not because I don't like you, but it might be. Depends who you are.
Yeah, exactly. It's tough to say, isn't it?
I like everybody, Mason.
Oh.
Well. Yeah. Yeah. Nah. I like most people.
Great.
But I don't like being forced to interact with people.
Nah, that's bad, isn't it?
You know what I hate?
What's that?
Board games. You know what I hate when you're sitting around at a party?
Oh, yes.
This is
we've time all been there.
Yeah. Or like, it's just you're just having a few drinks or whatever, and someone's like, you know what we should do? We should play a card game or a board. Can't we just sit and talk?
Yeah, that,
can't
that's
we just,
good, yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
That's what I like doing, just bullshitting.
I find also that the play a board game has been slowly replaced by, hey, have you seen this funny video on YouTube? Then it's time to go home.
You're right. Yeah. That is the point.
Uh-huh.
Normally there's one, but then it spirals out into just...
Mm-hmm.
And then normally there's one where someone's like, oh, this isn't actually that funny in hindsight. I like board games if I know it's coming, but don't spring one on me.
All right, steady on, mate. That'll do it, I think.
That'll do it.
All right, thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.
I grabbed our jam. Bye.
We did it.
You did it again.
You didn't think we could.
No.
You got a bad attitude.
That's still recording.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.